This week on The Marquee, we've got crime-fighting catastrophes and an epic act of God. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On a Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Sabotage, Arnold Schwarzenegger heads up a DEA task force being hunted down one by one when they cross paths with a dangerous drug cartel. End of Watch writer and director David Ayer is at the helm of this action drama, while Schwarzenegger is joined on screen by Sam Worthington, Joe Manganiello, Josh Holloway, and Terrence Howard.
Black Swan director Darren Aronofsky returns this week with Noah, starring Russell Crowe as the biblical hero. Steeped in controversy and suspiciously not screened for press, it's already attracted unappealing comparisons to Kevin Costner's Waterworld.
That's somewhat ironic, considering the God complex Kevin Costner is rumored to have.
Mm-hmm.
Opening at the gateway, in the thriller Enemy, Jake Gyllenhaal plays dual roles, a mild-mannered history teacher who spots his doppelganger in a movie he's watching. When the two meet, their lives take a bizarre turn as their lives become increasingly intertwined. Enemy reteams Gyllenhaal with his Prisoners director, Denis Villeneuve.
Or, if you're in the mood for something factual, head to the Gateway Film Center for Columbus Documentary Week, where you can see everything from the Rwandan drummers of Sweet Dreams to the sailing adventures of a teenager in Maiden Trip. Or, for action and award season drama on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Pompeii, Mark Wahlberg in Lone Survivor, or Joaquin Phoenix in Her. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Enemy. Though I didn't love Prisoners, the psychological suspense of the follow-up sounds like it could be just my style.
I can't help but recommend an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that's released on my birthday. It's like an extra special present for a critic who appreciates his special brand of cinema.
Or if this week's new adventures don't have you racing to the box office, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Wolf of Wall Street. Martin Scorsese's outrageous Oscar-nominated biopic stars Leonardo DiCaprio as Jordan Belfort, a wealthy young stockbroker who lied, cheated, and partied like a rock star. This 3-hour exploration of excess and depravity is admittedly often difficult to stomach, but it's a fascinating story, one that's often outrageously, obnoxiously funny. Fortunately, when it gets to be too much, you can always pause it and come back later.
Walking with Dinosaurs takes you back to the Cretaceous period by combining live-action backgrounds with computer-animated dinosaurs that are on a prehistoric adventure.
In Delivery Man, Vince Vaughn stars as an irresponsible slacker who discovers that he fathered more than 500 children through anonymous donations to a fertility clinic 20 years ago. Now, more than 100 young adults are trying to find him, and while his lawyer fights for his confidentiality, he sets out to check in on some of his kids.
In The Great Beauty, a famed author who has spent his entire life living a lavish lifestyle in Rome begins to re-examine his priorities on his 65th birthday. Not only did The Great Beauty win for Best Foreign Language Film at the 86th Academy Awards, it also took home the same prize at the Golden Globes and at BAFTA. The comedy Welcome to the Jungle centers around a tropical work retreat that goes terribly wrong when the team-building coach, played by Jean-Claude Van Damme, is mauled by a tiger and the office wimp, played by Adam Brody, must save the day. Other Blu-ray releases include Odd Thomas, based on the book by Dean Koontz, the first season of Little House on the Prairie, Martin Scorsese's The King of Comedy, starring Robert De Niro, and The Chipmunk Adventure, starring Alvin and his singing chipmunk brothers.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with The Wolf of Wall Street. It's definitely not for everyone, and the character's excesses can sometimes be exhausting, but this stranger-than-fiction Wall Street bio is still worth the effort.
The Chipmunk Adventure was a childhood favorite of mine. It features some fun chipmunk music and high-quality animation thanks to some laid-off Disney workers. This is how the chipmunks should be remembered.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. We'll be off the air next week during WCBE's Spring Fun Drive, but be sure to listen in next time for football drama and a fine-feathered sequel. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
the appearance of law must be upheld, especially when it's being broken.